This is the Iowa State Athletics SciCast.
The SciCast is brought to you by Van Wall Equipment. Visit any Van Wall location today to test drive the full lineup of John Deere compact utility tractors, which have the power and versatility to conquer anything this season. It's obviously a tough time for athletes, and it's not just the obvious ones, the spring sports. Really, so many sports, really across the board, are affected by what's going on.
Well, everybody is. I mean, just think right now that all the student athletes would be on campus still, you know, and working with their respective teams. Obviously, spring sports teams, you know, competing, you know, but the spring football going on, you know, basketball. I mean, guys working on their craft together. I mean, there's a lot there, but I realize sports is a smaller part. But I tell you what, talking to people, social distancing, of course, people really miss sports as an outlet. I mean, you get to the weekend, hey, what are we going to do? And it's like, well, kind of the same thing we've done the last 5 days. You know, so it's kind of a tough time in that regard for everybody.
No question about it. And, you know, you do have spring soccer, spring volleyball, spring football is obviously very important. We'll touch on that a little bit more in a moment. But recruiting-wise, you know, for the coaches not to be able to get on the road and recruit, to be able to make that contact like they normally are so used to doing, I imagine that provides a tremendous challenge in a lot of sports.
Well, no question. I think you look at men's basketball in particular, that's probably the single biggest one, and, you know, high profile for sure, you know, with the available scholarships that Steve has at his disposal right now. He's got to find some guys who can contribute. So, I mean, it's a really big thing for him right now. But I think it is for everybody. Football, I mean, I think that's with the accelerated football recruiting calendar. You know, you're signing in December. You want to have as much lined up, you know, going into the summer as you possibly can. Well, I know they've already got some commitments. But they certainly have to slow that down a little bit. You know, when one of your great calling cards is the person-to-person, the face-to-face, and get a feel for Steve Prohm or Bill Finley or obviously Matt Campbell. I mean, when those are some of your key selling points and you can't really access those, I mean, that's kind of tough for them to be able to close the deals they're looking to close.
Well, and another aspect of it, too, is your summer camps that you often have in a lot of those sports, football included, to bring in juniors and seniors and really get a firsthand look at guys in action is a super valuable thing, especially for football. So we don't know what's going to happen with that, but I would say, you know, that's very much in jeopardy. And so it could make a different kind of recruiting for Matt Campbell and his staff.
Well, no question. You know, go back and just think, you know, Hunter Deckers is a guy that without those camps, maybe Iowa State never would have recruited or had the opportunity to recruit. I mean, one of the high-profile guys in this year's recruiting class. So, yeah, but, you know, on the other hand, if you're smart and know how to run a program, I don't think there's any question but what Matt is one of the very best at that. I mean, everybody's in the same boat. And when everybody's in the same boat, I'll take the guy who's the best at what he does. And I think maybe in the long run, while it's going to be a little painful, I think Iowa State could really stand to advantage, possibly take advantage of this because of the organized nature of the entire football program.
Yeah, we got a pretty good captain there, I agree. And we'll get back to football in just a second. But I want to talk about basketball recruiting, too, because it's such an important time right now for Coach Prohm to try to find some, in all likelihood, graduate transfers and try to help this year's team. And, you know, there's a pretty big number of guys, as usual, in the transfer portal. What kind of players do you think Coach Prohm is probably looking for right now?
And then four players signed who will be freshmen. But you got to have a couple guys, I think, that can contribute. And ideally, you would have a point guard, a guy who can handle it. Doesn't necessarily have to be the starting point guard, although obviously that would be great. And then I think another long 4 to 6-7 guys who can play multiple positions. You're looking for guys that can score the basketball and certainly will be able to play defense. You certainly hope. But at the same time, you got to find ways. Iowa State, I think, has been, even though the offensive metrics aren't that bad, I think more guys who can shoot, create their own shot, always a recipe for success. So I think that's the two areas. I mean, obviously point guard's got to be number one, guys that can make shots. But when you have all these new faces coming in and the cream will rise to the top once they arrive in Ames, you know, I think holding back at least one of those for a transfer from the following year, because that senior class is really, right now, Solo's the only member of that senior class. You look for that class balance, too. So a couple of grad transfers, perhaps, and then maybe bank one.
Well, I'd certainly take another DeAndre Kane, and, you know, getting those grad transfers, you know, it is a little bit of a crapshoot. Sometimes you're not really sure what you're getting, and there's a very short window for them to make their contribution. But, man, we've seen through the years with Iowa State, with Fred and with Steve, if you can find the right fit, if you can find the right guy, and we've seen multiple examples of this, it can really benefit your program.
You know, and not necessarily just grad transfers, but, you know, sit out guys. I think that's the real one wild cards right now is with proposals in front of the NCAA to say, okay, we're going to allow a one-time transfer without sitting out. So that makes all these transfers, over 400 or 500 players who are going to transfer from Division I basketball, that puts those guys in play to play next year. Now, I think I understand that that was supposed to be voted on in April. They're not going to vote on that until June. So talk about throwing a wrench, you know, when you're trying to plan, okay, your roster for the following year. Is this guy going to be eligible, or is he not going to be eligible to play immediately? So I think you have to take the safe route in all likelihood and go with the grad transfer as opposed to the sit-out, because that sit-out guy may or may not be able to play. You have to count on probably not playing.
I want to jump back into football for a minute. You mentioned a minute ago just having the right captain on your ship, and I think we all realize and appreciate that we have that at Iowa State. You know, it's an entire staff thing, and although there were some changes made in Matt Campbell's staff, he does have a lot of continuity from his staff from the past few years into this year, and I would think with the lack of spring practice that becomes even more valuable because guys know their roles and you're not just trying to start from scratch. I think of Baylor, which I think only has two returning coaches from last year's staff. I mean, there's other examples around the country where coaching changes were made, and it would be very tough to not have spring practice. I'm sure there's a lot of things that Iowa State needs to work on and wanted to work on in spring practice, but at least there's a lot of, it's really a veteran team in a lot of areas, and it's a veteran coaching staff that's been together for the most part, and I think that could benefit Iowa State. For your tailgate with Authentic Brand, proudly creating Cyclone gear. Authentic Brand makes all kinds of Cyclones apparel, from t-shirts to dress shirts, hats, bags, and more. You'll love the huge selection, and all in cardinal and gold. Find it at local retailers or order online at authenticbrand.com. Jamie Pollard made the point in a letter to the fans about Matt Campbell and how he immediately took the situation that was put in front of him and had a great plan to attack it. And you know, that's one of his best strengths, I think, is just, you know, adversity is going to strike. It happens to every program. Now, we're not used to this kind of adversity. This is something completely different that nobody's ever dealt with. But, I mean, the ability for Matt to digest it, say, okay, here's the challenge in front of us. Here's how we're going to handle it. I put a lot of faith in his ability to do that.
Oh, I think so, too. Now, a lot of times when you face adversity, it may be localized adversity, maybe just your program or a couple of key guys. I mean, this is adversity, you know, on a macro scale. I mean, everybody's going through it. And that's why having the best people, the most organized, the ones who appreciate the fact that, hey, I can only control what I can control, but I certainly have to have a plan to control those things. When you have a guy who looks out like that, as Matt does, I think he just, compared to other programs, I think Iowa State's in great shape.
So what really excites you about next year's team?
Number one, coaching staff continuity. But the players, I mean, you've got playmakers. I think that's a great place to start. And you have on the other side of the ball, you have people who can stop their playmakers. And I really am excited about Brock Purdy. I mean, who wouldn't be? Breece Hall, I think there's going to be great competition in that running back room because I think there's some other guys there that can really step up, whether it's Jairo Brock or Johnny Lang. I mean, there are guys who I think could be very productive. I think defensively, you go to all three levels. Experience, I mean, most experience coming back of quality players in the defensive line that I can remember in Iowa State history, despite losing a couple of really good guys. I think it's going to be a really strong unit. Linebackers, you got two of your three starters back. And, you know, Mike Rose, Ryan Vance, you know, like Jake Hummel's ready to take a step. I think there's depth there. And Iowa State's got three starting corners, if you will, from last year, plus Greg Eisworth, plus Lawrence White. So, that, you know, looking for one safety. A lot of guys are looking, a lot of teams are looking for two or three holes to fill at each level. And Iowa State really doesn't have that defensively. So I'm really excited about the defense. I'm excited about the playmakers. I think there's talent at wide receiver for sure. But they need to have maybe one elite guy step up, whether he's a newcomer or somebody who's been in the program. And I think that'll take care of that. Because tight end, I think Iowa State's got maybe the best tight end room in the country. So it comes down to what Adam and I talked about, you know, is the offensive line. I think that's one of the areas where you can... You really need to have a unit work together to maximize that full potential. And not having spring football, I think, is probably as harmful to offensive line development as any other position group. If Iowa State can put together a solid group up front, you know, got some good pieces, I know, and some young players who are unproven. But if they put that together, I mean, I think it's a team that can certainly challenge for the top of the Big 12.
Now, you mentioned the tight ends briefly, and I think that no position probably other than quarterback on a football team demands maybe as much thinking as that tight end position, especially the way that Iowa State runs its offense with the versatility, the multiplicity that they use with those tight ends. You've got three veteran guys there that have played a ton of football, all returning. I would think that's one area that, as much as it is a bummer not having spring football, you feel pretty confident that that can be pretty seamless into the fall with your tight end group.
Oh, no question. I mean, I think it's you know, it's the deepest with quality players probably of any position on the Iowa State football team. You've got a guy who's an All-American, and you got a couple other guys that certainly could maybe even challenge for that if they played, you know, more snaps and were targeted a little bit more. So you've got tremendous depth there and depth in terms of being able to block as well as being able to catch the football, run routes, get open, get separation, make the plays in critical third downs. I mean, I think that's one of the things, too. So many times in football game and in a football season, a few plays can determine what kind of season you're ultimately going to have in terms of how you're judged. You got to make a couple of plays on third down. I think those tight ends are guys that have shown they can make those kinds of plays.
Today's SciCast is brought to you by Van Wall Equipment. Van Wall Equipment and John Deere are proud to support Iowa's farmers in the field and Iowa State athletics on the field. So we've been showing on Cyclones.tv some classic games, which kind of helps fill a void for the fans and gets them through this tough time where they're, you know, stuck at home a large portion of each day and trying to find ways to pass the time. And it's kind of fun for them to get lost in the 2011 football game against Oklahoma State for 3 hours and just kind of forget about things and watch that. And we've had fans kind of speak up and say, hey, I'd like to see this game, I'd like to see that game. So we're scheduling them in. Let's discuss a little bit some of your favorites through the years. What are some games? Because we can make an Eric Heft day on Cyclones.tv. So what are, you know, if you want to pick out a handful of games, football, men's basketball, women's basketball, whatever the case may be, that you say are right at the top of your list. Now, you only mentioned football, so you know, you've been calling men's basketball for years too. So, all right, you've mentioned so many games that basically what I'm going to do is make sure that you get an entire weekend is what we'll do. So it'll be Eric Heft weekend on Cyclones.tv. But go ahead and give me some of your top men's basketball games you called too.
Pupils, the team where he was the winningest coach in their history, and State's winning as coach. But to win that game against, you know, a top five team in the country in a meaningful situation in front of tons of fans at the Metrodome, that's got to be right up there. You know, so many things set up Hilton Magic during those early war years. Oh, but I think that's the one that really stamped Iowa State. And I maybe got more mileage out of that win than about anything else. You know, after that, I mean, I tell you, Michigan State game was unbelievable that year, too. As you know, Scott Skiles from Michigan State, Iowa State won at home. That would be one I sure want to see again. The level of play that game, I think, was extremely high. Plus, of course, Iowa State won. After that, if you move forward, you go to some of the games, you know, with Fred. I mean, how about Fred scoring the last, 80 points in the game against Kansas to win? I mean, incredible.
Yeah.
His senior year. I guess the Lefester game, and that's on everybody's list.
Yeah.
102-100 over Iowa in overtime. But the 2000 team, wow. I think everybody kind of points to that UCLA win in the SA tournament to move on to the Elite Eight. But I tell you what, the Texas and Oklahoma State games earlier that year were unbelievable. Two rocking games at Hilton Coliseum that pretty much clinched the Big 12 championship for Iowa State, their first conference championship in what was it, 45, 55 years. After that, the Curtis Stinson Kansas game, where you knock off a top five team on the road. It was great. And then moving forward after that, once you get to Fred's second year, so many great wins. I mean, you can have a day of comebacks. You just want to have the comeback games, where you beat Iowa, Oklahoma. I mean, so many games in that whole decade where Iowa State made incredible comebacks. But as far as an individual one, when you beat the number one team in the country, that's got to be on the list big time.
All right, those are all good ones. And I can't show the NCAA tournament games against Michigan or UCLA, but what I can show is Pete Taylor, Cyclone legend, with some highlights of that game against Michigan, certainly.
One other one, too, I want to mention, and just from a kind of a personal standpoint, I mentioned how I love Johnny Orr. But the Michigan game, right before Johnny passed away, the fact he came out, the band got, here's Johnny, Fred gave him the stage, and once again, you're playing Michigan. Man, I just remember as he walked out, he looked down at me and gave me that little nod, little shake of the fist. I had goosebumps. And to win that game, we didn't know at the time. We knew he wasn't in great health, but about a month later, he was gone from us, but to me, that's still one of my all-time great memories of what I do.
I would absolutely agree with that. We will definitely be showing that game, and we did about a year ago or so do a comeback week on Cyclones.tv with great comebacks. We had the Western Illinois Mike Nurse game. We had the football game at Kansas State with the fourth quarter rally in 2004. So I'll bring that back up, and we will definitely have a comeback week.
You mentioned a comeback. K-State, 2004. Hey, you got another K-State comeback one too, 2018.
No doubt. No doubt. And of course, Monte's buzzer beater and the great comeback against OU. So yeah, you're right. You can come up with a whole week's worth of programming just doing great comebacks. We'll do that. We'll get that back out there sometime middle of May. But you've given me a pretty good list to work with here. So we'll definitely have an Eric Heft weekend. I'll let you know what it is so you can stay tuned.
Okay. All right.
All right. Last thing. Again, we come back to where we started. Really uncertain time for everybody in every facet of their lives. I mean, it's not, athletics is just such a small piece of the puzzle and an insignificant piece of the puzzle in a lot of ways. But when we hope that life does get somewhat back to normal, that's going to be different. And from an Iowa State perspective, I know I speak personally to say, I could not possibly have more confidence in Jamie Pollard, Charles Small, Frank Nogel, Steve Melchow, Kelly Sanders, his senior staff, of being able to navigate through all that to try to find out what's the best way to move forward for the student athletes, for the coaches, the teams, the fans, everybody. And I'm sure you share that same confidence that, man, we have the right team in place to get through this thing.
Oh, absolutely. I think Jamie's one of the most respected athletic directors in the country. He's got a lot of long-term staffers there who have been tremendous. Experience really matters in times like this, even if you haven't ever had to go through anything like this. But the experience of dealing with tough situations and making hard choices, there's nobody I'd rather have, no team I'd rather have in charge. And we are facing some really unique times right now. I mean, is there going to be football? Certainly, you certainly hope so. But boy, you talk about a game changer for athletics. I mean, that would certainly be it.
Well, thanks for taking so much time today. It's been a lot of fun catching up with you, and hopefully I'll get a chance to actually see you here before too long, once we get the social distancing done. But for now,
I'm trying to keep my social distance from you anyway. You know,
once basketball's over, that is very true. But we'll hopefully get the chance to play golf at some point. But listen, have a great summer, and appreciate you taking the time.
All right, see you soon, man.
All right.
Today's SciCast was brought to you by Van Wall Equipment. Stop by one of their locations and learn why Van Wall Equipment and John Deere are Iowa's clear first choice. Thanks for listening.